this sitting will be a, again, guided loving kindness meditation. Also exploring the practice of forgiveness. In fact, can someone tell me the Hebrew?
Slicha.
Slicha. Maybe someone else should say it, but does everyone know this word?
Slicha.
Slicha. You know the word. Good. I'll stick with the English. But I'll use this word a lot, so it's good you know what I mean when I say forgiveness. But to begin, just take a moment to feel your body. Maybe, as you sit here, inviting a sense of comfort or ease or allowing to this physical form that we sit with, live with, this body, with its mystery and its beauty and its challenges and limitations. And just seeing if we can begin with a sense of acceptance and kindness to just rest in our bodies here. So we're at ease on the earth, just as we are. And bringing the attention into the body to feel the movement of the breathing as it is experienced in the middle, the center area of your chest, the heart center. So just feeling the breath moving in to and out of the heart center, that region in the center of your body, of your torso. And whatever or however you experience that, just allowing it to be okay. And just beginning by letting yourself feel your own wish for happiness. How much it is that you long for the end of sorrow, of conflict, of pain, of fear. How much your heart yearns for peace, for joy, for ease, for freedom. Or whatever it is that in your heart you long for. Just allowing yourself to know that this is so. And trusting that it is okay and even right that this be so. So trust in your heart here. And breathing with that, gently, softly, allowing the life of breath to flow through the heart. Just for a moment seeing, sensing, asking yourself, who in this moment might I wish to extend loving kindness to? Knowing that just as you wish for happiness, so too do all beings. Just as you wish for the end of sorrow, so too does each and every living creature. And there may be someone at this time who you'd like to wish well for, because you love them and care for them, because you see the struggles and the challenges they face, because they make you happy to bring them to mind, or for whatever reason at all you feel you'd like to, to see who might come to you. Maybe a friend, a teacher, a child or grandchild. Maybe a beloved pet, or even a favourite cuddly toy animal that just makes you smile. It's really okay if that's what your heart is moved to. Just open up to. And let yourself feel that. With a sense of well-wishing. And you can use the phrases that Lila was offering in the Hebrew. And I have them in the English, so I'll just offer them once. But pick up what works for you, what feels meaningful for you. Sort of like, sort of like there was something sweet to enjoy here. This offering of care. And if, of course, you don't feel a strong heart response, it's okay. Just notice that there's an interest or a willingness, maybe, to offer to someone. And whoever it is, whatever kind of being, human or cuddly, may you be happy and well. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease, balance, and joy. May you be truly happy, liberated, free. And so just taking a few moments together with this being that you've chosen, wishing well in this way. Letting the words be offerings of kindness, of caring. Comes to come. Maybe warmth or tenderness. Maybe sorrow and pain. Maybe nothing much at all comes. And that's okay too. Just trust the goodness of the intention to wish well. To deepen, to connect with this capacity, this natural capacity of our hearts. Bringing your attention back into your body. So just gently releasing the person you've been with or the being. Letting yourself feel the breath moving through. through the region in the center of your chest, the heart center. And however you experience that, whatever is there, just trusting that's okay. And bringing into the space of your heart your own life, your own being. It's not easy to live a life as we do. So many challenges, difficulties, failures, and yet still we wish for happiness and good things for our lives and each other. And so here, just taking a little time to wish well for yourself, to appreciate yourself for the goodness of what you're doing here. This world so deeply needing love and kindness. And here with the intention and the practice to connect with and bring this forth so far as we're able. So with kindness and gentleness, wishing well for yourself. May I be happy and well. And picking up the phrases and the language that connects for you. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I live with ease, balance, and joy. May I be truly happy, liberated, free. Allowing yourself to know that you do wish this for yourself. Not that you have to succeed in it or make it happen, but that if you could, you would. Offer this to yourself. When you finish the round of phrases that you're in, just staying with this intention of kindness towards yourself and again allowing the attention to come into the heart, the region in the center of the chest, the heart center. Letting it be just as it is. Letting yourself be just as you are, with care, with tenderness towards this condition that you find yourself in. And I'd like you to listen to this poem by Mary Oliver, the wild geese. She says, you do not have to be good. You do not have to crawl on your knees for 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You have only to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you about mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. You do not have to be good. You have only to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. And so we're learning to allow this love that's here within us. Move in our hearts and in our world more fully and more freely. Wishing well for ourselves and for others. It's very much part of this path and this practice. And it's not easy, so again, appreciating yourself for doing this. As we do this, we realize also that it's not easy because our heart is sometimes held in the shadow of the past, of things we find it difficult to forgive, to let go. So many ways we're hard on ourselves and others. So many ways we put pressure. And in practice we can invite a sense of forgiveness, just as we cultivate a sense of loving kindness. And in terms of forgiveness, just staying again with your body, with your heart, with your breathing in the heart center. And if you like to just gently offer the phrases that you're using while I tell you or present a little scenario, you could, or you can just listen, stay with yourself. But imagine one day, you're walking in the woods amongst the trees, and you see a small puppy there. And you reach out, because you like puppies, to stroke it, but it bites your hand. And in this moment, we think perhaps it's a bad dog, I should teach it a lesson. Maybe we want to strike it. Maybe we swear at it. And then we see that its foot is caught in a trap with jaws. And we realize it's in pain. And biting us, it's calling for help. And in that moment, maybe, we see this puppy needs our help. We know that puppies don't really want to hurt us, unless they're afraid. So imagine if we were walking in the woods again, another time. And we see a puppy. We reach to stroke it and it bites us. But it's the time of year when all the leaves fall and we can't see its legs or its feet. It's standing shoulder deep in leaves. What if we were to know that its foot was in a trap, even though we couldn't see it? If we understood the nature of beings, of puppies, and of people like ourselves, we would know that the harm that is caused comes from pain and suffering. If we look at our own life, you may take a moment to reflect. I've done this often and found it an important practice. Times when maybe you've hurt another. Is it not so that you were in pain or afraid at the time it happened? Certainly it's so for me. And I have no doubt it's true for us all. And when we see it this way, we understand that of course we need to protect ourselves from harm. And if the puppy is biting us, we take our hand away, of course. But we don't need to close our heart to the puppy. And if we can free it from the trap, it will have no need to bite anyone. So too ourselves. And so forgiveness comes from understanding that in our hearts we wish well for ourselves and others, and so too do all beings, but in our fear, in our desperate neediness, beings cause harm to each other and to themselves. And when we hold on to our anger, understandable as it might be in the face of the horrific things that can take place, the harm that happens in this world and to each of us, when we hold on to anger, we harm ourselves more. And out of kindness for ourselves, we might wish to forgive. Not just for those we forgive, not just for their well-being, but for our own. And so just letting your attention come back into your body, letting the words that have been offered just be soft around you. Just feeling right now how it is for you to breathe through the heart center, to be in your body just as your body is, with a sense of kindliness and care, so far as you can. Accepting and allowing this condition. And we may have a sense of wishing to forgive. That doesn't mean we can always do it straight away. Just like the loving kindness, it's not like it has to happen in a moment or right here. But we see it's what we wish to move towards. And we invite ourselves into that journey. And so, as a classical practice of forgiveness, we begin by asking forgiveness. So we, in a place of humility, understanding that we too have done things for which we might need forgiveness from others. And then we go on to offer forgiveness to others, and then to ourselves, sometimes the hardest of all. And so, I'll offer you the phrases in English. Feel free to translate them into Hebrew or use whichever language you feel most touches you or speaks for your heart. And if your body's at all uncomfortable, feel free to make an adjustment, to let it be soft and at ease, so far as it can. Don't put pressure on your body. It's on your side. really. And so, again, attention into the body, into the heart center, breathing through the heart. And repeating to yourself after me. Of all the people and beings who I have hurt or harmed, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Just feeling what it means, or what it might mean to do so. Of all the people and beings whom I have hurt or harmed, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. And there may be images or thoughts or memories that come. Allow them. Or maybe not. And that's fine too. And once more asking for forgiveness. From all those beings and people who I have hurt or harmed. Intentionally or unintentionally. Please forgive me. Having asked forgiveness, so far as we're able, asking forgiveness, we now turn to offering forgiveness. And again, just repeating the phrases, translating them as you need to. To all those beings and people who have hurt me or harmed me, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I offer you forgiveness as far as I'm able. To all those beings, all those people who have hurt me or harmed me, or those I love and care for, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I forgive you as much as I am able. So not forcing the forgiveness, but just inviting it. And seeing what's possible. Again, there may be images or memories. It could be feelings, thoughts, or not. Just allow whatever comes or doesn't come. Just trust in the goodness of your intention to forgive. And again, once more. To all those people who have hurt or harmed me, or those I care for, intentionally or unintentionally, I wish to forgive you. I do forgive you. I truly forgive you. again when you finish the phrases and just taking a moment to feel what's there. Sometimes something's there, sometimes not. Just letting whatever be so. Coming again to the heart center. Breathing through the heart. Allowing the body to soften if it's become tight. If there's reaction to the process. Just making space to soften. Gentle. Allow. And turning towards the possibility of forgiving ourselves. So deeply we yearn for forgiveness. So deeply we long for forgiveness. And to trust that just as all beings wish for it, it's right that we wish for it. It's okay. It's good. And that it's right that we offer it. It's good. To extend forgiveness so far as we can to ourselves. And so again, repeating the phrase, feeling its meaning as you offer it, forgiveness for oneself, for all the things that I have done that hurt or harmed others or myself, intentionally or unintentionally. I offer myself forgiveness. I forgive myself. Know the meaning of the words as you say them to yourself. For all the things that I have done that have hurt or harmed others or myself, intentionally or unintentionally, I offer myself forgiveness. I forgive me. I forgive you. I forgive myself. Letting there be space again for what's with your heart. Having no expectation of any feeling, but allowing whatever comes. And one more time, offering forgiveness to yourself. We're doing the best we can in this life. We do make mistakes. We can have regrets. And in the end, we're here learning. And we learn in an atmosphere of love and forgiveness. So we offer it to ourselves. For all the things that I have done that have harmed others or myself, intentionally or unintentionally, I forgive myself. I offer myself forgiveness. I truly forgive myself. The phrase and just taking a moment to let yourself contact what you're here with right now. Again, bringing your attention up into the region in the center of your chest. Allowing the breath to move through the heart center. gentle, being kind, so far as you're able. And taking a moment to appreciate yourself for the goodness, for the beauty, for the nobility of this practice that you're engaging in, of this intention and this willingness to forgive, to free your heart from the shadow of the past, to free this world from that shadow with loving kindness and forgiveness. So appreciating yourself for this, and taking a moment too to extend a sense of appreciation to your companions here, sitting together, practicing in this way, just extending a sense of care and appreciation to fill the space around us with friendliness, with kindliness, with allowing, with forgiveness and acceptance. May we all be happy and well. May we all be free from inner and outer harm. May we all live with ease, balance, and joy. May we be happy, peaceful and free, and may we live with forgiveness and loving kindness for ourselves, each other, and all beings. And so too may all beings live this way. We end the meditation, just staying in touch with your body, even as we move your posture, look around, just sensing what's here for you. Be really respectful. Sometimes we know that we've been touched, something deep or powerful. Other times we don't even realize that it's happened, and we just thought it was ordinary. So be respectful. And just sense what feels right for you. If at this time you feel you'd like to just stay quietly, you can do so. If you'd like to do some walking, if you'd like to do some standing, but just listen for yourself what feels right. Don't move too quickly. Unless what feels right is moving quickly, in which case it's fine. And for anyone who'd like, welcome, but you're equally welcome to stay with whatever feels true and right for you. And if you like at times to practice the forgiveness in the way we've done, at some point it might feel important or useful, please feel very free and welcome to do so, just as we've been invited to include loving kindness in your meditation if you find that supportive.